Garrett Roach is in the house. Garrett, I want you to meet Dee. Dee, this is Garrett. This is wonderful, wonderful people on my Monday afternoon show. Much appreciated. Garrett, hop on in onto the mic. You know, it's the birthday also, not just Sam Cooke and Nat Turner. It's the birthday of Michael Hutchence of INXS. And if any of you are old enough to remember INXS, I know you two aren't. Garrett might be. It's 1980s. Streets are coming at you.
Almond bloods that chill divine. A subtle silken moment goes on forever. And we're leaving broken hearts behind. You mystify me. Mystify me. I need perfection, some twisted selection that tangles me to keep me alive in all that exists. When none has your beauty, I see your face, and I will survive. Mystify me. Mystify.
Yeah, mine too. No, I got my left on. My right's out. Your right's on, left's out. You got a little bit of a... We're just gonna have to deal with it. No. It's just your headphones out. You are listening to INXS right now with Garrett Roach and me talking about our broken headphones. If you want to donate to the radio station so we can get new headphones, 518-828-0290. So
happy birthday. Let's go for it.
Yeah. What do you got?
Donate. Keep it coming.
That's right. Garrett, how's it going?
Keep the positivity coming here.
Bring it.
It is coming. I will cut right to the chase and start with shout-outs to people I know 100% are listening. David and Carrie Linter, Warren Street and Hudson, two of the best humans going. And Linda Schatzabel and her sister Vicky, two of my finest Walgreens customers.
Awesome.
And also Amanda Judd, dear, dear pen pal up in Oakville, Ontario, Canada. Exceptional stationery and very, very consistent postcards and so dedicated to pen paling. One of the best. Also, my former coworker Shannon, nicknamed Mama Bear because she was the longest standing employee at the Hudson Walgreens when I was hired there, and she nicknamed me Mr. Spiffy. That is my nickname at work because one morning I came in, "How are you feeling this morning, Garrett?" "Oh," I happened to say, "I'm feeling spiffy." And she said, "That's it. I'm calling you Mr. Spiffy from now on." And she also gifted me with a Canon EOS Rebel K2 35mm SLR camera from the 90s, which I'll never forget her for. Shout out as well to my friend who is an actress from Los Angeles, California, Amy Walker. Go on YouTube and type in Amy Walker, A Tour of American Accents. She is hysterical, hilarious, and has commended me on my radio broadcast and also the television interview I did with Mid-Hudson Cable this summer. Very positive, very top-notch sense of humor. I have tried to get her to come to Helsinki, possibly, to perform with her different regional accents, and she's considering it if possible, although the trip may be a bit much for her, but she is a dear and darling person. All right, so right now I'm going to have my dear, dear, close friend and pen pal since around 2011, Severa Smith from Hagerstown, Maryland. She was also extremely close to my mother, Maggie. We've all never met in person, but via phone communication, postal mail, also known as snail mail, and some emails, and some texting as well. But she is a darling soul, is all I can say, and she's been very closely connected with my mother and myself throughout the years. And before my mom passed in May of 2015, she will be coming to Hudson to visit me with her boyfriend Kenny during the weekend of May 11th to May 13th this year. And I am connecting with her in one moment here, and she has a few words to say to us all.
Garrett, who exactly is calling in? Tell us again.
Severa Smith from Hagerstown, Maryland.
Okay, so... Oh, I did that wrong.
Here she is, Severa Smith, Hagerstown, Maryland.
And the host, Kieran Riley, here is calling.
All right, Severa, is that you?
It is me. How are you doing, Kieran?
We're doing okay. Thank you so much for calling in. Sorry about we're doing have a little technical situations, but can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you guys fine.
Awesome. How's it going in Hagerstown, Maryland, and what's going on, and what do you have to share with us today?
Maryland, it's kind of not much is going on sort of place, but you know, I got a new job last year, and I work with books all day, so I really, really love that. The job I had before was at a hotel, and I have to say, it was not a fun job at all. So I've definitely found my calling of working with books all day long.
Gotcha. So you're working with books all day long. I'm just going to plug that in and just see there. And you still can hear us, right?
Yep.
All right. And you know Garrett Howe?
Garrett and I actually met on a pen pal website about, what was it, Garrett? Like 5-6 years ago? Something like that?
It was roughly in around 2011, Severa.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And we just started messaging back and forth, and we definitely had a lot in common, and I knew we were going to be really, really good friends from the beginning, and he's still, like, one of my best friends ever and has been supportive through all these years, and, you know, losing Maggie was hard on me, too, because she was just as close to me as Garrett is, and she was just a wonderful person, just like Garrett, and I'm just so happy and so lucky to have known Maggie and to know Garrett.
So amazing, and I'm so glad that you're calling in our radio show here, because we love to share the love here and, like, hear from all sorts of good folks.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. This is great what you guys do. I love listening to the broadcasts and hearing all the interesting people that Garrett gets to come on and that you guys get to come on, and it's really nice to actually have people talk as opposed to listening to, you know, commercials the whole time. It's nice to actually have a conversation with people.
There you go. That's exactly what we're all about. We're slightly old school in that way, and it's like being a pen pal. That's slightly old school too, but it's maintaining that human contact. So congratulations to you and Garrett for maintaining the pen palship.
Thank you. It's great. I recommend it to anybody who's willing to open up to somebody. Pen paling is awesome. It's just a really good way to connect, as opposed to, you know, sometimes the phone thing isn't always the best way, but you can definitely meet some really awesome and amazing people if you're open to it.
Absolutely.
So obviously you can, just like Severa, who's making my eyes water up a little bit right now, but it goes without saying, obviously,
these are
what kind of a friend she's been to me.
These are tears of positivity.
Big time.
right?
Awesome. Beyond all words in any language.
Oh, man. It's getting teary-eyed here in the Monday Afternoon Show studio, Severa. This is so awesome. Thank you for calling. And keep holding it down in Hagerstown. I knew a guy who was from Hagerstown once, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
He's a Buddhist monk. He's from the Nipponzon Myoji Order of Monks, and his name is Tim. Tim Shoni.
Oh, interesting.
So Brother Tim has some funny stories about growing up in that yonder land of Hagerstown. Yeah. So good luck with the new job.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Severa, you're the best. I can't say how outstanding you sound on the radio. You sound like you have the voice for it.
Thanks.
You'll have to call back. You definitely got to call back, Severa. Any parting shots, or you want to give a shout out, or anything else you want to share?
I'll just give a shout out to my family in case they're listening. And you know, once again, thank you guys for letting me come on, and I would be happy to come back again and talk some more about what I'm all about.
Awesome. Yay. Sounds good to me.
Sounds good.
Okay, well, you take care now.
Woo!
Thank you so much, guys.
All right,
you're
thank
ever
you.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Severa. Never forget you. Love you now.
All right, love you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie.
All right, Severa calling in from Hagerstown, Maryland. How about that, Garrett? This
one of
is
the most,
pretty incredible.
Goes without saying, Kieran, thank you so much. One of the most supportive friends and pen pals I've had yet, and she always says how much she looked up to my mother, Maggie, and wanted to be like her as she grows older and wanted to teach people about her. And we, when she comes in May, we will be visiting my mom's grave. And
pretty
goodness
amazing.
Gracious.
Good stuff.
I also
Good
have to
stuff.
Say about the positivity group. I cannot believe
Talk about
how
it.
Seriously, Kieran, it's really coming along to something here. It's really coming together because it gets me how it was an idea and a thought that came to my mind and I felt from my mom's inspiration 2 years ago, and now it is becoming a reality. I might have a friend coming in about 2 years to visit from Nepal.
Wow.
Who happens to have a sister in the Albany-Menands area. I have several other visitors returning here. Robert O'Brien and family will be back next December, 100%. One of their cousins, first cousins, might be here in May as well, besides Severa. My friend from California, from Sunnyvale, California, and her husband will be coming in about 2 months. And
the dude from Japan. Don't forget about the dude from Japan.
If you're so kind to have a slot for me next month, about 3 weeks out like we do, give or take, he has a paper written up and prepared, and he's been practicing his spoken English with me to come on.
What's his name?
Masahiro Oishi from Ichinomiya City in Echi, Japan.
Masahiro Oishi.
Yes.
Come on the show.
Along with Francie Barrett of the Irish Traveler Community in County Galway, Ireland. From County Galway, Ireland, now lives in London, England, right down the road from Wembley Stadium where the famous tennis matches are held. And he won the gold medal. I've mentioned him in the past on previous broadcasts. He won the gold medal for Ireland in the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, so we got Winter Olympics coming up, too. We
oh,
got
that's
Winter
correct.
Winter Olympics. We should talk about that.
The O'Briens and I went ice skating in Central Park, all for our first time ice skating when they were here the first 2 weeks of December.
Good
it was
stuff.
It was a riot.
All right, we got about 5 minutes left.
I know. I was going to have Natalie Vargas on from Brazil, but...
didn't get through?
Being that I can try it, but being that we're cut short and have a few minutes...
Try calling her.
I will try.
Call
Thank
Natalie
you.
From Brazil.
While I'm calling her, I did want to speak a little bit about my photography. I've been snapping away since age 6. I have a collection of about 30 to 40 cameras. I've recently become an official member of the Hudson Photo Club that meets at the library. Per the invite of my dear friend Zach Nevin, his dad has Nevin and Nevin on Warren Street in Hudson.
Nevin and Nevin.
They're a furniture, like a... retro furniture shop gallery, and Zach is in the process of going professional with his photography. He's primarily digital, but we compare and share. Like, I prefer film photography, but we compare and share and combine our likes together, and it's incredible. We go out shooting around the streets here the architecture and such. And he's www.zachnevin.com if you'd like to see some of his work. And my contacts also provide, I'm going to be partaking in a photo hanging with Zach and the Hudson Photo Club at the Chatham Grill in Chatham next month. But my contacts are Garrett Roach, P.O. Box 91, Hudson, New York, 12534.
Yep.
And okay. Eric, my phone number is area code 518-291-7460. Email is ROCHE, M as in Mary, G as in George, at yahoo.com. And Skype contact is Garrett_Roach, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, okay. _ROCHE.
Awesome.
And those go for the positivity group as well.
We got to grab this call right now.